times for us at least. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The government shutdown continues with talk of possible layoffs and the cancellation of infrastructure money for Democratic-leaning states. At the White House today, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
If the Democrats did not vote to shut down the government, we would not be standing up here talking about layoffs today.
CBS's Kelly O'Grady on what furloughed employees could be facing.
They're not going to be getting paid. They would get back pay, but think about if this goes on for a couple of weeks, the ripple effect. They may not be able to pay rent. They may not be able to pay their credit card bills. And you start to see that ripple effect going on and on. For those people, it is really impacting their financial situation. It's going to hurt.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
Republicans are plunging America into a shutdown, rejecting bipartisan talks, pushing a partisan bill, and risking America's health care, worst of all.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is traveling to Memphis today with Attorney General Pam Bondi. Their visit coming ahead of a deployment of federal agents. CBS's Nicole Valdez is there.
Memphis is going to be a different city than what we've seen play out in Washington, D.C., in L.A. The Guard troops and this task force has been essentially welcomed by the governor here. So they're not being met with nearly as much resistance as some of the other cities. But will they be operating the same way? Will they have the same impact? And what will the reaction be once they do arrive and start to do that work? I think that is all yet to be seen. vaccine.
The Supreme Court is allowing Lisa Cook to remain as a Federal Reserve governor for now. The High Court will hear arguments in January over President Trump's efforts to fire her. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court denied President Trump emergency relief to fire Lisa Cook as a governor on the Federal Reserve immediately, even though the merits of the case are still being decided below. Whether a president can terminate a governor from the Federal Reserve for reasons having nothing to do with her work as a federal official.
Conservationist Jane Goodall has died. She was 91 and known for her groundbreaking chimpanzee research as well as her environmental advocacy. In an interview with CBS Sunday Morning,
everybody can do something. I mean, when you go shopping, you can ask yourself, did this product harm the environment when it was made? Was it cruel to animals? Is it cheap because of unfair wages?
She had a deep connection with animals and noted their distinct personalities. The Jane Goodall Institute says she was on a speaking tour in California and died of natural causes. On Wall Street at the closing bell, stocks finished higher. The Dow was up 43. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Burlington man is accused of threatening a judge. A criminal complaint says 38-year-old Timothy Fessenmeyer faces charges for threatening Racine County Veterans Treatment Court officials. During a jail phone call, he allegedly made violent threats, including choking the judge and shooting court staff. The threats came after his Huber release rights were taken away due to violations. Public feedback on a public park is being gathered in Racine County. A public listening session next Monday will give people in Wind Point and beyond a chance to chime in on plans for the 9-hole golf course there. Leopold Johnson and the Kaiser Golf Group will share project details and hear what the public thinks about plans for a rehab. There may be village board members there, but no official decisions are planned at the event. The goal is to drive new energy into the city-owned golf course and make it a better spot for golfers. Big changes are here for people that use Wisconsin's WIC program. The state's health department says the changes will offer recipients expanded food choices, more options for special diets, and additional support for healthy eating habits. Among the changes are an extra $3 for fruits and vegetables, more options for infant food, and more whole grain options for women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or postpartum. Although the Caledonia Plan Commission approved the Microsoft Data Center project, it still requires multiple approval from village and state agencies. Even if it does get approved, it could be 2 to 3 years before work starts due to the necessary environmental and zoning reviews. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
After further review, hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers coaching staff reviewing the tape of Sunday night's game in Dallas in which Green Bay kicked a field goal with 1 second left, ending in a tie. Matt LaFleur admits that was poor clock management.
Just looking at the clock, I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be no time left. It's a very humbling experience to go through that. It's unacceptable, quite honestly. And there's nothing we can do about it now other than we better learn from it, everybody.
The Packers had the week off before hosting the Bengals Sunday, October 12th. NBA, Bobby Portis says, after meeting with Bucks GM John Horst and coach Doc Rivers, he decided to stay in Milwaukee.
Being able to have that open dialogue, open communication with John, open communication with Doc, it's been a great experience for me being here in Milwaukee. Definitely would have been weird going to another franchise, and so I'm happy I'm here.
That's Bucks forward Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, a low within a few degrees of 60. Mostly sunny and staying warm for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. We push into the 80s for the rest of the week and weekend. Some rain chances towards Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
Timeless is right here, WRJN. Today at 5, 1966 class reunions, and I guarantee there's a Beatles song on there. Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. Park to pristine North Beach. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
WRJN has provided local news and now timeless. It's almost 100. We're going to have to plan a big old party there. Maybe, I guess they haven't really decided what they're going to do, but they got two full years. But I got a suggestion. I say donuts. And the reason being is donuts are magic, especially the powdered ones. Now, today's big deal. We've got a commercial that's going to run about that. But this is one of those that I've actually gone back. I do not know how I got deleted off my phone. I have gone back and uploaded it, and I've already bought this. Check this out. This would be a fun family night with the kids for only $6.25.
Today's big deal of the day, Beyond the Board in Brookfield. The board game cafe packed with timeless classics and new releases. Join open game night tonight at 5 p.m. Make some new friends. While you play, enjoy delicious pizzas, hot apps, fresh subs and salads, and your favorite beverage. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $25 worth of gift certificates for just $6.25. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
It's time to take back your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions has the ideal ride for any season. Golden and Pride mobility scooters, power chairs, and lift recliners. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Don't let mobility hold you back. Come in and test drive today. Visit Easy Mobility Solutions across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Mention this ad today and save $100 on any mobility scooter, power chair, or lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions. Freedom starts here.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
On WRJM local news, timeless hits, and our multi-state text to win contest. Your chance to go for the green and gold. Next hour at 5, text to win word will be revealed. Here's the Stones.
I see a red dress, I want it into black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black.
Go! black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Maybe then I'll fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black.
No more will my green sickle turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
Dimension and Stone Soul Picnic on WRJN. Hey, the Brewers are on WRJN. You can start listening to them in preseason or postseason. Hello, Cindy. It's October. Pre, post, you can bet I got all those questions wrong in high school. But anyway, postseason, Saturday, October 4th. No, we don't know who they're playing yet. Yeah, we'll find out. hopefully the Brewers haven't gotten used to just sitting around or kind of what I'm worried about, the fact that, you know, they didn't have to win a game, so they didn't for a while, and hopefully they're going to bring it this Saturday. Brewers baseball. Oh, you know what? Gosh, I got to stop thinking like this. I'm a real true fan, aren't I? Same with Cubs. Years of disappointment has brought me to this level. I can't help it. Brewers baseball is brought to you this year by Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. And you can see the entire schedule online right here on WRJN.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Getting through on Washington Avenue was tricky this morning for some. There was a fire at an office building at Washington and Packard in Racine. Firefighters were there at around dawn and stayed for a while to get things under control. It's not clear yet what started the fire or if anyone was hurt. An investigation is underway. A Burlington man is accused of threatening a judge. A criminal complaint says 38-year-old Timothy Fessenmeyer faces charges for threatening Racine County Veterans Treatment Court officials. During a jail phone call, he allegedly made violent threats, including choking the judge and shooting court staff. The threats came after his Huber release rights were taken away due to violations. The 38-year-old has several prior convictions, including OWIs and disorderly conduct. A new shroom is being seen in the state. Melissa Kay has more.
The DNR is tracking a new invasive species in Wisconsin woods, invasive oyster mushrooms. Research from UW-Madison shows the mushrooms have been spreading quickly throughout the state after being accidentally introduced to the Midwest in the past several years. The spores of the yellow fungus can quickly spread on the wind, and they crowd out native fungal colonies that usually grow on decomposing matter. These distinctive large yellow clusters grow at the base of dead trees, and the DNR says they're edible, but as with any mushroom, make sure you identify it before you eat it.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, a low within a few degrees of 60. Mostly sunny and staying warm for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. We push into the 80s for the rest of the week and weekend, some rain chances towards Sunday. It's 67 right now.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Don't the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Up to now we sailed through every storm, and I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
You know, I'll sit in the car all through that song, and I won't say anything until they get to the part where rock on with your bad self. I don't know why. Just strange, just weird, but yet I keep doing it. It's a definition of insanity. Well, I knew that way before that song, that's for sure. 68 degrees right now, Racine with 96 tears in WJRN.
One heart to be crying. Too many teardrops.
is the number one.
Ain't too proud to please.
Temptations sing. Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Please, sir, may I have another? You will after this commercial break. Actually, I'm really excited about the football game of the week. It is Oak Creek at Racine Case. That is going to be a really good game. And it's a Friday night tradition. I'm bringing you high school football action with Dick Graceffa. He's calling the Oak Creek at Racine Case game. He does such a great job. A lot of fun to listen to. And the pregame is at 6:40, kickoff at 7. High school football presented in part by the Main Street Bakery and Lee's Deli. You can find the season schedule online at WRJN.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lanes Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Powered by friendship, fun, and manager Murph's Pocket Pancakes, the Milwaukee Brewers have a new franchise regular season record of 97 wins. Congratulations.
Unreal.
Now it's on to the postseason.
The summer of Sal. Maybe the fall of Freeland.
Catch all the action on your station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Playboys on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. And we are 9 minutes away from another keyword for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Five stair steps.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Together and we'll get it undone someday when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. To be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, we'll be
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta fight my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. There's a 5 o'clock meeting.
time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Solitary Man on WRJM, local news and timeless hits. And it's time now for our goal for the Green and Gold Text to win this multi-state contest. Your daily chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you in the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game in November. That's me spitting. Sorry. Not on the mic. Never on the mic, but just because it's, you know, Viking. Okay, sorry. Now it's a habit. This hour's keyword is, quarter. How about a quarter for, no, I get it. It's four quarters in a game. Right, so a quarter. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores if you haven't already. Find WRJN and use the text button to send the keyword quarter. Yep, on the Civic Media app and use that text button to send the keyword right now. You've got a whole hour at 6 o'clock. It's over. Ooh, guys, I gotta stop this. Okay, you got until the end of the hour. Good luck from WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The government shutdown will last through the end of the work week at least. That's because most senators have left Capitol Hill following votes and will not be there tomorrow in observance of Yom Kippur. Our Natalie Brand on workers that are being affected.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates 750,000 federal workers could be furloughed. President Trump has said the shutdown could also result in layoffs and cuts of programs that don't fit with his priorities. Federal law enforcement, military service members, and TSA agents are required to continue working without pay for now.
Justin Chen is president of the union that represents Environmental Protection Agency members.
There's a great deal of concerns that without, the agency watchdogs working on behalf of the public, essentially, that potential catastrophes could strike, and the agency wouldn't be well.